on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon and welcome, Tampa Bay, to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. This October 15th, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from the Trop. I'm Mike Rickard, alongside baseball Ben Botham, my number one draft pick from Savannah State. And we're here each and every Saturday from noon to 2, located out front on 13th and Central. And it is a jam-packed weekend, like it always is. Right now, we've got a lot of MLB playoff action to cover. It is a college game day down here. It's going to be really busy. You've got Alabama. They're here every week. They've got they got Tennessee today. Michigan and Penn State are kicking off right now. You've got Florida State and Clemson tonight. And you got the, as I said, you got the Florida Gators. And they're taking care of business tonight at home as well. And it is a jam-packed weekend. Who's Florida take on? I'll pull that up in a minute. You got Bolts Penguins tonight. We're going to talk to Barry Smith, who is in Pittsburgh. And then he's going to go to the Rays and the Rays. He's going to go to the Bucks. I'm just so sad about the Rays. I'm looking at your Rays shirt. And then, of course, we got the Bucks and the Steelers doing battle. So Barry Smith's going to pull a doubleheader, and he'll be on today as well. So jam-packed show. We've got Triton Time returning. We had it all last year where we bring the Triton golf team. That's the Eckerd College, the women and coach. We'll talk a little Bucks. We'll talk to Big Ed up at Tantalk. And I think that's about all for the jam-packed show. Brad Richardson will be here for the Prep Connection.
Week wasn't too bad, so that's good. At least I'm happy, you know, we're here on the weekend. We finally got some great weather, and that's all you can ask for on a day like this. Everyone's out and about. You know, it's playoff season, the best time of the year for baseball. Lots of great games going on, especially today. Today at 2:07, you have Braves versus Phillies. Today at 4:07, Astros Mariners. Game 3 today for the Yankees Guardians. At 7:37, and then Dodgers Padres at 9:37 tonight. So it's a jam-packed schedule, and I'm excited for it. You know, it's been really exciting this playoff. So a lot of upset or a lot of late inning, you know, comeback. So
what did you think of the Padres?
I am pumped to see the Padres doing well. The Padres, the goose is on the loose. The Padres have their little lucky goose that's coming in, you know, bringing a little rally for them. So I'm glad to see that. And it's always a little excitement, a little superstition never hurts. And that's what makes baseball fun, is the superstition involved.
Oh, exactly. And just the fact that they beat the Dodgers impressed me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're leading them right now, 2-1 in the series. And if they win tonight, they take it all and knock the Dodgers out, thankfully. I really don't want to see the Dodgers in again. Just, you know, they're a juggernaut of a team spending all that money. And it'd be really great to see the Padres in it, because it's the Padres' first postseason game in front of San Francisco fans at Petco Park since 2006. And, you know, you hear them chanting, beat L.A., beat L.A., and I am right there with them. I will be chanting it all night long. Hopefully they take the win here, and that rally goose gives them a little bit of spark, kind of like the Angels' rally monkey in 2002 or the Cardinals' rally squirrel in 2011.
Rally monkey? I don't remember that.
Yeah, the rally monkey, that was all the way back in 2002. That was when the Angels went all the way and won the World Series back then. So it hopefully, you know, brings them a little bit of luck. I don't know if I want to see them win the World Series, but I would definitely like to see them at least, you know, advance and knock the Dodgers out. And this is so we see the – where was it? Yeah, they made an appearance in Game 2 during the eighth inning, and they had to remove the goose because it did not want to leave. Yeah, they had to remove him during a pitching change. And It was pretty funny seeing.
It was comical.
Oh yeah.
A little levity during the intensity of the playoffs, and nothing would make me happier than to see. How about this for a World Series? Cleveland and San Diego.
I'm not against it.
Well, the only reason I'm not
against it.
The only reason that I'm on Cleveland bandwagon is in some semblance is because they're the lowest playoff team still playing in the playoffs, and I like to see that in this spend all you can era of Major League Baseball.
I'm a little sore on them though. They did beat our Rays, so it's a little hard.
Yeah, but then the further they advance, the better our tight series looks with them.
Sure, no, I agree.
I always have to change people's opinion.
I like that, Mike. That's a good way to look at it.
It makes the Rays look like, geez, they didn't just get beat by the schlub Gladiators, Indians, whatever you want to call them. Yeah. I know what I'm still calling them.
And if they go all the way to the World Series, and let's say they win, it'd be their first World Series since 1948 when they had Satchel Paige on the team.
Wow, you have done your history, youngster. I appreciate that. We're going to talk a lot more baseball a little bit later on. Peter Gollenbach, of course, he's the accomplished author of Bronx Zoo and another 3 or 4 dozen titles. You two are going to break down the season as it wound down. We didn't get a chance to get him on. And then you guys like to have debate. You'll have a little bit of debate.
I'm still a little sore over his Barry Bonds being the number one baseball player of all time. That's just a ridiculous statement. It has to be Willie Mays for me, and I like to break it down by eras as well. Like,
I think that's the only way to do it fairly these days.
You know, I'd have to say, you know, Babe Ruth definitely in the early era of baseball, number one pitcher, hitter, great player. Of course, his home run record. It's hard to say he's not the greatest of his era. And then post-integration, yeah, okay, Willie Mays, you got to put him in there.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
And modern baseball, I don't know, I'm probably wrong in saying this, but I mean, I really like Ichiro. I don't know.
He's not the greatest of all time. Some of the comments that you make, young man, you go from with wise and wisdom. No one has ever said that on the airwaves,
except in
Japan.
He's a blast from the past. Are you kidding me? And if you and going back to his comments about Barry Bonds, and Barry Bonds said that Ichiro would win the home run derby if he was ever in it. Ichiro would lead off every one of his batting practices with a home run. He could hit home runs like none other, and he decided that it would be better for him to get the hits, be better for
him. All right. Well, I do want you to bring this up with Peter Gollenbach.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure that'll be a spirited
discussion. Yeah, that will be very spirited. All right, let's do a couple of things, and then we've got the Triton ladies in the house, and Bill Butner, of course, he works out at St. Pete Country Club, and he is the men's and the women's golf coach at Eckert, and our good friend Tom Ryan, and we're putting that partnership again together in 2022-2023. Right now, let's take a look at 95 televisions down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and we've got Michigan, Penn State. That's taking place right now, that watch party. Big game for them. In-state teams, Miami takes on Virginia Tech, Alabama, Tennessee, and that is up in Knoxville. There'll be 106,000.
Heels and the Dukies tonight, baby.
106,000. Can you tell he's a North Carolina fan?
Just a smidge, you know.
Yeah, just a tad.
It's bleeding out a little bit.
We'll have to keep him focused on golf. We'll let the ladies talk, and we'll mute his mic. Anyway, and then you've got – it's easy with my ADD, age deficit disorder, to get misdirected, thanks to Mr. Butner. But anyway, we've got Alabama, Tennessee in Knoxville tonight. And then both in Tallahassee and Gainesville, you've got Florida and Florida State with big games. And, of course, it's Florida LSU, and it's Florida State taking on Clemson. Must win, I think, for Coach Norvell. We'll talk to Barry Smith in the second hour, former FSU standout and now big supporter. How about that?
It sounds good. I mean, college football, it's exciting. Hopefully it doesn't take too much of the time.
You keep dropping the ball on your alma mater, man.
No, I have Georgia Southern here. I got it ready. Georgia Southern.
Instead, you're going to do that, and the only people listening are your parents that are excited about it.
You know, Gatta, let's go Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern will play James Madison today at 4 p.m. Hopefully they'll bounce back after two losses. They lost to Coastal 34-30. They lost to Georgia State as well 41-33. They're playing close, you know. Georgia Southern, they got a lot to prove. I mean, they beat Ball State, they beat Nebraska, UAB,
So those are our formidable opponents, and I was very impressed. I told you I grew up 90 miles from Nebraska, and it sounds horrible. You think that I'd be promoting the Midwest? Can't stand the Scourge. And I love the Scourge. That's what I call them, the Scourge. And I love the Scourge that they are going through about 10 years for their complete arrogance in the Midwest back in the day. But success and dominance. So it's kind of like what Florida State fans are going through right now. You know, they thought they were invincible one day, and now they're eating a little crow.
Well, how about Tennessee? You think Tennessee is going to pull off the upset tonight? I mean, I've been hearing a lot of rumor. A lot of Tennessee fans seem to think that they're going to pull out a W tonight.
Well, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, I've been in that stadium several times. My sister lives in Knoxville. Great home field advantage. Nolan Stadium, and Nolan, 100-some thousand strong. And that's the worst color. That's like dreamsicle color or even more gaudy. And when you walk in there, I was there for Vandy and Tennessee the last time. I'm pulling for the Commodores. There's like 10 of us. And any way to piss off my brother-in-law. And we had a lot of fun. But that'll be an interesting game. And a lot of people think that Florida State, it's only a 4.5-point spread tonight against Clemson, have an opportunity to take care of business there as well.
Yeah, I mean I really think Florida State will probably pull off a W tonight. I think they got a little bit of...
For all my Florida State friends, I hope so.
I mean, this is the home of Florida State, isn't it? Right here.
The watch party's right here. Grill. Oh, yeah. And Mark graduated from there, and so did his son Jake and my buddy Barry. I could go on and on. Most of the people... Well, last night I was fortunate enough to go to the Clearwater Jazz Fest and see Average White Band, as I said, and Trombone Shorty. You would love him.
He's from New Orleans, isn't he?
New Orleans.
Sorry.
Don't go up to Trombone Shorty and go, are you from New Orleans?
Hey, I don't know. I've never been to New Orleans.
It rolls off your tongue, brother. Okay, but anyway, that was from the NFL alumni and my friend Walter Carter. He's actually going up to the Florida State game. A shout out to John Rieger. He's listening. Of course, he is the brains behind on the T Florida. He said that you're very good on the radio, so keep it up.
Oh, wow. I appreciate that.
I don't have an A game this week. I got about a C-minus game. I already proved it on the golf show. So this baby is up to you youngsters.
Hopefully we can keep our 3.0 grade point average here. We keep you at a C, keep me at a, you know, B+, A-.
No, you got to be A+, baby. A+ today. Of course, let's get a hold of John. John, at Shrimpy's. You been over there lately?
I didn't go over last week, but I'm hoping to go over soon. I like their little brunch specials, and that's a taste of Nolans, as they say, you know. Is that right? I do all right with that.
It rolled right off your tongue. Nolans.
There we go. Yeah, I yet to go over there, but I heard they got a lot of fun stuff going over there. I'm a little impartial. You know, I like my Savannah, Georgia. It's kind of close, you know.
Well, Savannah, Georgia is peaceful. There's nothing peaceful about New Orleans, Louisiana, I can assure you.
You know, I'm an easygoing guy. I like the
Yeah, but you like great old music, and I'm telling you what, blues, jazz, you name it. And that show last night was indicative of the spirit. They actually closed with some Louis Armstrong funk, which was really cool. Fun. All right, talking about funk and having fun and having a great time, it's John over at Shrimpy's Waterfront, and they are prepared. You know, you have your Georgia watch parties. It's gonna be an absolute slaughter today as your Bulldogs take on the poor Vandy Commodores. The only thing that Commodores can kick your butt in is a grade point average, GPA. You know that for sure.
That's true. That's true.
And you're proof of it, John. No, I'm just kidding you.
I'm definitely proof of that. I mean, I wouldn't get in now. I would not get into school at Georgia now, so I'm definitely free.
Well, my man, you sound like you're in a great mood. How do you like this Florida weather? You're coming down from Atlanta, and you're accustomed to some of these conditions, but just a spectacular week. We got another one ahead of us, and that bodes well for people coming and sitting on your deck right there on the Intercoastal and having a beverage. Your great cocktail hour Monday through Friday. From 3 to 6, we have got BOGOs, and Ben and I have both been over there with your incredible sliders, both the prime rib and the chicken are to die for. And, of course, this weekend you'll have your tailgate menu. Let's talk a little bit about that menu and then talk about some of the things you're going to be raffling off this week, as you are the headquarters of the Bills and Bucks, and both those games are at noon, And then, of course, you got Georgia and the rest of the college action on your 25 televisions.
Oh, yeah, we're excited. It's a good lineup for college football today, you know. It's a big game. Alabama, Tennessee, too, you know. That's one we got to keep an eye on for Georgia Bulldog Nation. But, yeah, our patio, you summed it up. It's so – the heat's gone, and it feels good on our patio. It feels really good with that breeze coming off the water, and we got all the games and TVs going on our patio as well. Any game, 25 TVs, so whatever college game you want, we can find it. And we got baseball on today too. So we got my Braves playing today. I'm upset about last night, but we'll see how they do today. And the menu though, yeah, we got wings, nachos, chili dog, and chili cheese fries. And all for a good price. Then we got buckets of beer. We've been going through those buckets of beer because it's a good deal, especially Saturdays and Sundays. And
I've been driving by, and your parking lot is certainly full. And I shared last week, my mom's 83rd birthday, we came over there, and she loved your place. I think she just loved you, pal. When you brought out that wonderful slice of cake with your 83rd, with her 83rd birthday on top there, you blew her away compared to Saturday night down here at Ferg's. Ferg couldn't hold a candle to John over at Shrimpy's, and I let him know that.
No, we hug all birthday people. We try to make you feel special. I really appreciate if you're gonna spend your birthday here on a special day, then yeah, that really hits my heart. So I really appreciate that. So try to give our nice dessert with the and celebrate. I enjoyed meeting your mom, so she's gonna disown you and take me.
Yeah, well that happens often. Hey, Ben Botham, make John feel good about his Braves. Are they gonna advance? This is my expert, you know, and he went to Georgia Southern. He knows all about Georgia, but. And we'll have Ben break it down for you so that you feel comfortable about your Atlanta Braves, brother.
And I did get to see the World Series trophy. It did make an appearance over at Georgia Southern at the baseball field there. So it was pretty neat seeing it. But I think it's going to be tough. It's really going to be tough. Down 2-1. Bryce Harper starting to come into his own. But, you know, don't sleep on the Braves. They're a very good team. They found a way to come out and secure their position over the Mets. So I do think they will at least put up a heck of a fight, but you got to keep Bryce Harper to a minimum at least, because they definitely have kind of bounced back after Bryce Harper's injury. He was struggling a little bit there during the season. Bryce Harper was only batting, I believe it was 106 after his return in the months of August and September. So he wasn't looking that great.
Well, I'm a Braves fan now, John, because I can't stand Bryce Harper the way he treats the kids when it comes to signing autographs up in Clearwater. So, buddy, I'm going to give you a thumbs up, optimistic. He gave you objective. I'm giving you I'm on the bandwagon. Let's rock Braves. And you have a great weekend over there at Shrimpy's Waterfront. Give people the address again. And how do they reach on the internet?
Yeah, thank you so much. It's 9524 Blind Path Road, and it's St. Pete Beach. You can just look us up on Shrimpy's Waterfront is our Facebook name and Instagram name. So,
and it's only a couple of blocks from our neighborhood, brother, right?
Yeah, it's less than that. Oh, actually, yeah, a couple blocks. Yeah, I've been walking to the restaurant now. You know, living next to you, really. I walk over the bridge because the weather's got so much better. I don't even drive anymore. It's nice.
All right, man. Well, I'll probably stop in the next couple of days. Have a great day. Go Dogs.
Okay.
How about them Dogs? It's going to be a slaughter. He's John with the Shrimpies.
That's right. Go Dogs and go Braves. And I hope both teams lose in that Alabama-Tennessee game. That's all I'm saying.
It don't work that way. All right, man. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Triton Time. We've got the ladies showed up. I just had a little practice at Mangrove Bay with Coach Bill Butner, the North Carolina Tar Heel Show. We'll be back on the tee on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. The only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure Bait Super Scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Visit RadioSaintPete.com for a great variety of local audio programs, live coverage of local events, award-winning syndicated radio programs, over 800 Tampa Bay musicians, and of course, local sports coverage. Download the free Radio St. Pete apps or find RadioSaintPete.com on your enabled speakers. RadioSaintPete.com is where local music lives. This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheiner is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Rolling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on this beautiful Saturday, October 15th. Here comes Brad Richardson, our Body Armor Prep Connection Pro, and I'm sitting across from Ben Botham, our baseball insider. And how come you didn't go play, you grew up here, how come you didn't go play some baseball at Eckerd, brother?
Well...
You're not smart enough to get in.
Well, it's
no, I digress. You got a master's. Yeah, you do. Well, I wouldn't be smart enough to get in.
Eckerd College did come out and see me play, but the day that they came out was when I broke the record for most hit-by-pitch batters. So
you hit them?
Not Eckerd College, but the team I was playing, they came to see me play. They were interested in me coming to their school, and what do you know? I set the state record for most hit batters in a game. So they promptly left, and I went to Savannah State. So
that's a classic. Nice work there, submarine man.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we had nice conversation with John from Shrimpy's. Where this conversation is brought to you by Shrimpy's Waterfront, because Eckerd College isn't too far down the road, way over there in St. Pete, and they survived the hurricane scare, and right now. Let's have a little conversation with the head coach, Bill Butner. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Superb. Well, you brought a couple of young ladies from the women's team over with you. Been a minute since I saw you, but we're looking forward. We're going to have Eckerd kids on each and every Saturday.
Awesome. There you go.
Like we did last year. We'll get all the teams in.
Okay.
Even the sailing.
There you go. Even the golf teams.
Oh, the golf team. You guys are a priority. I was going to have you on the golf show we have on the Tee Florida. But we'll do that a little bit later in the year. Maybe we'll get a mix of the fellas and the ladies.
That's a good mixture. That's a great mixture, as a matter of fact.
Okay, can we get this out of the way? Do a promo for your North Carolina Tar Heels so we can move on.
5-1, playing Duke tonight, and you know what that is. That's like the season. If you can't beat Duke, why show up? You need to beat, and it's over there in Bull Durham territory, too. So,
well, and what do they call that, the Battle of Tobacco Road?
7 miles away.
I tell you what, they're both beautiful campuses. I've been fortunate to go on them. Anyway, that's where your career started in golf, and I love that story. Share a little bit. The girls may not even know, you know, this guy was going to be a hoop. He was going to play hoops, and he ended up becoming a professional golfer.
Yeah, I was thinking about playing basketball at the collegiate level, and I loved watching North Carolina on TV, so I thought that would be a good place to play basketball.
You only picked the toughest place in the country.
They didn't tell me
an opportunity.
They didn't say I was smart. They just said that was a good color. It was a good place.
Yeah, I wanted to play football, and I wanted to go to Notre Dame.
Well, you know, some of us had to pick our own poison and live and die by the poison we drink.
But it also pushed you into a decades-long successful career in the world of golf.
Yeah, we started playing golf full-time then, and we haven't stopped now. We're still going with the two golf teams at Eckerd College.
And how many years have you been at Eckerd?
This is my 20th year. Older than those two.
I was going to say, possibly even – he's only 24. He's a mere pup himself.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But here's the sad thing. I'm older than you.
You sure?
Double sixes.
Yeah, keep going.
You're older than that?
I'm double sixes.
That's me.
Now, so am I.
It's a tie, brother.
Oh, it's a tie. Okay.
It's a tie. Two old geezers sharing some time with some energy and young people.
There you go. Absolutely.
So let's talk about Eckerd Golf for anybody that didn't catch you. Well, we're on seven stations now, so things have changed a lot. So in the Tri-County area. Talk a little bit about Eckerd College and the golf program. You coach both the men's and the women's.
Yeah, I've got the privilege of doing both programs. A little challenging when you have to do every other weekend and travel with the different teams. We've been blessed to have some good players with the guys' team, but now we've started scholarshiping the women's, and starting about 5 years ago, we started recruiting some very, very good women players like these two.
Now, you are Division II. I know that, and I remember my conversations when I worked at St. Pete Country Club with some of the Eckerd kids, and the fact was there wasn't any scholarships on the men's or the women's side. So the women, you were able to garner scholarships, and that helps with recruiting, obviously.
Oh, big time. Now that we're at $65,000, it's a big, big challenge to get a very talented, especially international player, for just academic aid. So we've been fortunate to get girls from Latvia, Sweden, Norway, UK.
Wow.
From all over the world. And Tokyo. Forget about Tokyo, Japan.
And Japan as well?
Japan, yep.
That's just the women's team?
That's the women's team.
Holy moly, that's a little international flavor.
Is that a common theme for golf? Because I noticed that when I was at Savannah State, we had a lot of international students as well on the golf and tennis team.
Yeah, the golf over there is different because you join federations and you join teams over there, and the country sponsors the team. So the team gets to travel, team gets to work out, team gets to get trained, all at the country's dollar, not at the parents' expense. In the States here, you have to really do everything.
You have to sell your soul at 65 G's a year for your kids to go to. That's about $250,000 for a undergrad.
Yes, it is.
But well worth it. And what a fabulous campus. I love that campus. In fact, I'll be there Thursday. I'm looking for college interns. So if you girls hear anybody, I need interns for the 2022-23 school year.
Okay.
So I'm going to be over.
We have some potential for you. Don't worry. We'll find somebody.
Yeah, I desperately need him. The old man's getting wore out. So what's it look like for the fellas? Are they going to get scholarships anytime in the near future?
The women get fully funded, which is about 3.2 scholarships. That's when the men's side will start to get scholarships. So probably, and I'm guessing, 2 years.
Okay. And is
COVID has slowed it up a couple of years because of the rock and roll and everything, yeah.
Is that a Eckerd decision?
Yes.
Okay, so it's an internal decision.
Yep.
Just curious. It's great to be a lady then, because you got scholarship dollars available. All right. Well, why don't we? Enough of me and you, a couple old guys talking.
Oh, have fun.
Yeah. Well, let's let's talk to the ladies over
Okay.
here. And why don't you introduce them for me?
We got Sandra Erickson from Sweden and Caroline Petchark from Connecticut. Okay. Caroline is our captain.
Well, welcome to coming down to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, ladies. Why don't you pull that closely, and I'll ask you a few questions. What year are you?
I'm a sophomore.
Perfect.
My second year.
Perfect volume. You're a sophomore?
Yes.
So how did you find Eckerd? Did they find you?
So I had an agent that helped me to find a school in the U.S., and they helped me find Bill Butner.
Did you hear what she said?
I'm trying to listen to the positive side, yes.
Yeah, they helped me find Bill Butner.
That's right.
That's got to warm your old heart. I like that, young lady. And so everything was virtual. You never got an opportunity to come over and see the campus, nothing, right?
No, so because of COVID, I couldn't go. So
bizarre. What'd your family think about you choosing the great location? I mean, you got a beach on your own campus. You can't beat that. What'd your family think about your choice?
So my father was very involved, and he talked to Coach Butner as well. And yeah, so we made the decision together.
And her dad's in the golf business.
I was just going to ask if your dad knows about the golf.
Yeah. He knows a lot of friends that I know. I know a lot of friends that he knows. So we're mutually connected to golf.
That's one of the beauties of getting to be our age. We typically have a lot of tentacles out there in relationships, and this is a positive one. Anybody else in your family play golf besides you and your father?
My brother plays golf.
Younger, older?
He's younger. He's 16.
And does he have aspirations of playing collegiately?
I think so. He started in May this year. So he started at 30 in handicap, and now he's down to 6.
Holy moly. Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Must be taking lessons from me.
I'm at 35 and holding. No. I'm at 35 and going up. 24 strokes.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's got a nice upside.
Oh,
is that what your coaches say?
That's absolutely.
He's got a nice upside. What's your brother's name? So when he gives a shout out to him.
Casper.
All right, Casper. Way to kick butt, buddy. Man, if he continues at that progress, holy moly.
I'm going to take lessons.
Yeah. All right. What are your parents' names?
My father's name is Michael.
Great name. Great name. And you got a favorite memory in the world of golf?
Probably when we went to Scotland to play the old course.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How cool was that?
That was cool.
Did you end up in any of those pothole bunkers?
Yes, I did. I did.
Were you able with your talents to get out of it pretty easily?
Pretty easily, but.
So do I. You just grab that ball, pick it up, and throw it. Throw it. That's the easiest way. So I bet that was steeped in rich tradition.
Yeah.
How about since you've been at Eckerd, your favorite memory, your favorite round, where was it at?
My favorite round was probably last year, Marsh Creek, St. Augustine. I shot 72, and it was a good day.
Very good day. Hey, can I borrow for some of these celebrity four-person best shots? Is I can put both these girls. I
on
put
the front tees.
On the front tees.
You better believe it.
I get a big stick, and then the old man only has to putt.
That's right.
Yeah.
All you need to do.
That's what I need for an intern. That's one job. Anyway, what are you majoring in?
International business.
Very smart. All right, young lady. Well, I appreciate you coming down and hanging out with him and putting up with Coach Butner. How was practice today over at Mangrove Bay? I've actually played that, and I didn't keep score. But I love Ken Betts over there. Great guy.
Yeah, everything was good over there. We had the City Am going on today.
Oh, really?
So we had a lot of the St. Pete Club Country Club members there. We had a lot of good players in the area there. But we got a lot of practice, a lot of short game in, and and one of these two was losers today, so.
do losers in,
losers, we have a little chipping contest.
That's what I figured. Yeah. I wanted to hear.
Yeah, we have a little chipping contest at the end of the practice that we do in teams. And so we get points.
A little fun competition.
It's a little fun competition. A lot of things are being said while you're chipping.
Oh, so you're talking smack?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot.
Talking smack while they're chipping?
While they're chipping.
Do the same thing when they're putting?
No, not with putting. It's all serious with putting.
Okay. But chipping?
Chipping.
Talking smack.
Talking smack, yeah.
All right. Is the Swede a good smack talker?
No, she's too quiet.
Too nice.
Too nice.
Too nice.
Yeah.
She doesn't know the English side of, or the U.S.
Well,
side.
We could get her caught up real fast.
She's learning quickly.
And then her dad would not be happy.
Right.
All right, young lady. Well, we wish you nothing but success. And
thank you.
Maybe I'll see you over at campus sometime and talk you into coming to one of my celebrity foursomes to help me out. All right, let's move it over here. There you go. If that doesn't stand, you can just grab it.
Yeah,
we're good. There you go. Get a little closer, and your name again?
Caroline.
Caroline, and you're a red, white, and blue. What town did you grow up in?
Waterford, Connecticut.
Well, I know it's Connecticut. Yeah. Waterford, yeah. And what year are you?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior.
Yeah.
That's the senior and the captain and the wisdom and the leader. At least you're going to tell everybody that, right?
Yeah, of course.
And so have you been at Eckerd for 4 years?
Yeah, all 4 years.
Congratulations. Bravo. Great decision. How did you find Eckerd?
I guess similar to Sandra, the connections. A coach of mine from home knows Coach Butner.
Don't you know? He doesn't have to recruit hard. His buddies are calling him with all these golfers. He's nice kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to teach at Innisbrook with her coach.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Well,
small world.
It is a small world. Okay, so what's your major?
Business management.
Right. And family, you want to do a shout-out to anybody back up north?
Sure. My parents, Jamie and Kevin, and then my brother, Alex.
And your brother, Alex. All right. Alex, is he a golfer?
Plays more for fun. He played baseball.
It sounded like her brother was playing for fun until he decided that he's pretty damn good at it. Yeah.
I was going to say.
So he's a baseball guy?
Yeah, he was.
All right. Good, good. And what's your major?
Management. Business, yeah.
Business management.
Yeah, we got to find her somewhere to go next year.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, you can help me manage this business. We're building it. I got an office upstairs. It's a fun place to office.
She loves Fergs. Don't worry. She loves Fergs.
Okay.
Well, best wings.
That's one of the big perks of being an intern for Sports Connection. Spread, as a senior, spread that to anybody you know.
There you go.
Yeah. And Amanda has all the information. And I'm looking forward to that. Which, you got 4 years. What's your favorite memory at Eckerd?
Favorite Eckerd memory.
During the day. Golf. Thank you.
I'd say last year, our first tournament at Innisbrook, the second round, I shot 71.
2 under par.
Wow.
So definitely that.
At the Island course, too.
Oh, my word. Well, ladies, I appreciate you coming down today. That's fabulous.
Yeah, thank you.
On that track. Ooh, that's a memory for a lifetime. All right. Well, this is archived on RadioSt.Pete.com, and I'll text you the information so that they can listen back home and up north, and nothing but success. And I might be reaching out for some assistance in my four-person best shots.
Please do. Please do. We're here for you.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it, man.
Thank
you. All right.
Go Heels. Go Heels.
Go Tritons. It's Triton time, baby. All right, we're going to take a break. It's Triton time, and we're looking forward to doing this each and every week. We'll be back. Conversation with my good friend Barry Smith when we return here down at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Halftime's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes. With the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from the Clubhouse Studios, inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water, hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure Bait Super Scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. I'm Mike Rickard alongside Ben Botham, Brad Richardson, the guru, and our Body Armor Prep Connection just walked up, and we'll talk high school sports when we get done talking to a gentleman that is immersed in everything sports in the state of Florida. He's my good friend Barry Smith, but right now he's up there in I think they call that Title Town, Pittsburgh, PA.
Oh, wait a minute. The original Title Town was Green Bay.
Green Bay Packers.
Okay. But we got to say, hey, Title Town does belong to the Steelers up here because, hey, listen, Mike, I got my buddy next to me, JT, James Thomas, who played for the Sweer teammates at Florida State. And he gets to be the first undrafted choice for the Steelers. He's got 4 Super Bowl rings. All I got is empty tickets. You know, for games that I played in.
Well, JT is absolutely a legend, and appreciate you hanging out and being Barry's bodyguard, JT, while he's up there having a good time with his wife and his old friends and rooting on his Lightning and, of course, his books tomorrow against the Steelers. And if there's anybody who's going to be in the forefront, it's always Barry Smith. What's the weather conditions up there like there, fellas?
It's just about 65 degrees and windy, so it's not bad for Pittsburgh this time of year.
Well, JT, the problem is, I think Barry has such thin skin growing up in Miami. You know, he got up to Green Bay and had to get the hell out of there right away and get back down here to the Sunshine State. But, yeah, you guys have known each other for, what, 4 decades?
We've known since 18 years old. That's right, 1969, we were freshmen together at Florida State. And we were called Green Turks.
Green Turks.
Greeny Turks. It's a long story, but anyway. Well, it's beautiful up here. You know, we came up here to visit my daughter's up here and with her husband. And so we came up for a great weekend. And the one thing we got up here, man, the leaves are all changing. You know, they're, you know, the orange, the reds and all that, the yellows. It's gorgeous. Yeah, it's kind of scary actually to think about the age we are, but you know what? I love seeing JT come up to Pittsburgh. You know, we reconnect all the time, and you know, we might have a couple cocktails, burn a few cigars, you know, and of course we get better the older we get.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but I like to add, you know, one thing. If you go back to 1969, you have to consider the era of what was going on, the Vietnam War, women's lib, the Gulf War. We had the civil rights movement. So we were all a part of that. So you can imagine 18 years old on a college campus dealing with all those variables. And out of that, you know, you nurtured a hell of a friendship that has lasted, you know, all these years, you know, over 50-some years. So it's amazing, and we have a lot of stories and seen a lot of things and done a lot of things.
Amen. Hey, listen, Mike, hey, one thing that, you know, of course, JT went on to become an All-American defensive back and, you know, play with the Steelers and all that, but he actually started as a wide receiver. When he came to Florida State, I was on one side and he was on the other side. We were known as the Gold Dust Twins.
Yeah.
Yeah,
1976, I think they came to Pittsburgh, had opportunity to, you know, face them. Probably the first time since practice, you know, at FSU. Yeah, that was interesting, no doubt about it. But one of my best friends, they're now playing yesterday.
Hey, Mike, let me tell you how bad it was, okay? That was the first year of the Buccaneers, 76, they beat our ass 42-0. They started Terry Hanratty. And it was so funny, but it's hilarious now. Okay, I would come off the line of scrimmage, and JT would just stand up. He goes, "Barry, I'm going to save you a lot of time and effort." I go, "What do you mean?" He said, "When we tackle your quarterback, I'm not going to just stand up, so you can, might as well stop running." And it was basically every fucking play. it was ugly. You know, but I love these guys. Great, you know, great athletes. More importantly, he's a wonderful human being.
Well, you're both legends in everybody's minds down here at Florida State, and of course in the state. And I know you're across the country with your incredible success, JT. You've been a great inspiration and a role model for young guys for decades. And Barry Smith, immersed down here in Florida, has done so much for the great state of Florida and Florida State and sports and the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. In fact, he's getting inducted November 2nd. You ought to come on down and hang out with your buddy on a big night for him at Raymond James Stadium.
Yeah, I just saw that, man. I was online right before we met, and I said, "Wait a minute, I had no idea." So I congratulate him online. Then we walked in at this restaurant that we're going to probably break a few years.
Yes.
I congratulate him again. I'll be down. We have an event, I guess, a week or two after that. So unfortunately, I won't be able to make that. But we'll, I think, mid-November. We have a golf outing for a scholarship endowment that they're creating for the first four African Americans that came at the FSU. It was myself, Eddie McMillan, Charles Hunt, and Bobby Anderson. So we'll be down playing golf and drinking some Papa's Pilar rum.
Absolutely.
Hey, here's the question. On the golf course, do I want JT on my team or do I want Barry Smith? We'll start with you, JT.
Well, you know, when I go to the golf course, I'm there for different reasons. So they put on my cart landscaper. You know?
Well, I'm right alongside you. We can start our own company.
Well, you know, now think about the ball does leave the post office, but no one knows where it's going. It does leave the post office. Let's say that. It does leave.
Yeah, that sounds like the post office. So, Barry, I hope you're gracious enough. I know you guys are still competitive, that you do give him the appropriate number of strokes, brother.
We'll figure that out. Hey, listen, you know where we're at? I just thought about it. You know, we're having lunch at the Fermanti Brothers, which is a historic sandwich place up here in Pittsburgh. And our buddy, John Rieger, okay, remember John Rieger's father played for the Steelers. Okay, John Rieger Sr., known as the Missile, and he recently sent me a picture because I told him I was going up to Pittsburgh, and he reminded me you got to go to the Fermanti Brothers and have one of the classic sandwiches, which they had. What do they put on the sandwich?
Well, you know, it came about, you know, in the shipping area of Pittsburgh, where first come in, and what they would do, they would put everything on the sandwich. I mean, in other words, they had a sandwich that had fries, coleslaw, lettuce, tomatoes, and the meat, and because the trucker could actually drive and eat. Imagine the size of this sandwich. And today you walk into a Pomani Brothers, the sandwich has all the toppings on it, and it's just an amazing, humongous, you know, product. And every kind of sandwich you can think of is made that way.
Well, it sounds like something that I'd have to stop and get some Pepto-Bismol after consuming, but it sounds superb with a nice cold brewski, and I know they have plenty of those up there in Pittsburgh.
Well, according to most Pittsburghers, this is what God eats on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only. So, yeah.
Well, only people in Pittsburgh can say that, right, my man?
Amen. Amen.
Well, what's on the agenda the rest of the day, you two, besides getting caught up? I know Barry, you're going to the Lightning Penguins game tonight, and then of course you got the Steelers and the Bucks tomorrow. What's on the agenda the rest of the day?
Well, thanks to JT, we got a parking pass for the Steelers game. So that's good. Now, well, we're all going to be at the on my side of the family, we're going to be in the upper deck. Of course, that's where the Bucks get their visitors ticket. JT will be on the sideline somewhere. Or in the club seats or whatever, you know, he's styling, you know, the rest of us be in the cheap seats, but you know, the weather's great. We're just having a great time. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. All right. How many points, Barry, are you giving? I mean, it's unbelievable that I'm even thinking like this. How many points are you giving the Steelers, tomorrow for JT?
Listen, Mama didn't raise no fool.
Yeah.
The goat is coming to town, and he eats anything he wants to eat, you know.
even the classic sandwiches.
Yeah, so I don't know what the goat. The goat may just be hungry tomorrow. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I'm not too sure that the Steelers are having a little off year. A little off year, so I'd be surprised if they pull the upset. But you know what? You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Other words, I wouldn't bet the house and the wife and the family on it, though.
Yeah.
All right, fellas. Well, I really appreciate it. This was really enjoyable and a real surprise for our audience, JT, to get someone of Pittsburgh Steeler royalty. I've got some friends that right now are extremely jealous. You were an incredible role model, successful, and glad to see my buddy Barry and you two having a great time up there in Pittsburgh. Enjoy the weekend, fellas, and thanks for joining me here.
Thank you.
Take care, Mike.
All right. Bye-bye. I'll see you when you get back. How about that for a conversation, fellas?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. He mentioned Pomani Brothers.
About what?
Oh, 1 minute. I'll say it real quick. My dad's from Pittsburgh, and he knows Pomani Brothers, and he said it's a staple. It's really good, so.
And what's the flavor? It's just like
it's a lot of stuff.
Meat and stuff.
Yeah. It's like a conglomeration in a sandwich.
It's, you know what it is? Mystery meat. Mystery meat, and then put some good sauce and throw some.
Hey, it's french fries and coleslaw on it too. So, but he said it lives up to its reputation. That's what he told me.
All right. Well, and the second hour, we'll be back here in a bit. We're going to take our top of the hour break, and we're going to talk more Major League Baseball with Ben Botham and, of course, Peter Gollenbach. We're going to talk high school sports, and then we'll talk Bucks with Big Ed Davis. We got a jam-packed second hour, so be sure to stick around. The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, we're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Come on down. It's going to be jam-packed weekend with College Game Day and MLB games on all 95 television. We'll be back here on the tee. On the tee. On the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.